talking about the Veterans Outreach Center, something that the Rochester community should, well, we should thank our lucky stars that this organization has lasted as long as it has. Starting back in the Vietnam veteran area, we have Christian Garzone from the Veterans Outreach Center and Mark Gager, who is an artist who has supported the Veterans Outreach Center for many years now. And Valentine's happens to be one of your highlighted support events because you're an artist. Tell us how you make these things and what they are.
Well, these are hand-forged copper roses. We make each one by hand. You know, rose is a rose. Everyone's a one of a kind.
Yeah.
I make them for a limited time each year. I give all the money away, so there has to be...
You donate these roses for them to sell.
Absolutely. And also Craft Company Number 6 downtown.
University Ave?
Yes. They generously support us. And, you know, the biggest thing about this is we give 100% of the money
to help.
Yes, absolutely.
This has got to be a great shot in the arm for you guys, right, Christian?
It is. Over the years, Mark has given us, I think, tens of thousands of dollars with these unique, one-of-a-kind copper roses. I mean, this is truly a piece of artwork that you're getting, and I don't think any one of them's the same, right, Mark?
Absolutely not.
They're all different. But this goes right to our programs. You know, VOC, it's not the VA. Right? Everyone
right.
thinks it's a VA. When a person gets out of serving in the military, the common response is, well, just go to the VA. Well, like half of all veterans qualify for VA care. That's where VOC steps in. Every veteran qualifies for care at the VOC. We're a homeless shelter. We're a food bank. We have gently used clothing downstairs. We're employment and training. Even if you just get out and you need help brushing up your resume, how do my military skills transfer to the civilian world? We're right there for you. For those on their last breath in desperate need, or for those, again, just getting out in need of a quick boost, Veterans Outreach Center is there for all those folks. And thanks to people like Mark, we can keep on going.
And another reason to go to the newly reopened Stars and Stripes Flag Store.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 to 5. It's right by Richard's House, which is our homeless shelter, down South Ave, the corner of Cypress Street and South Ave. Back by popular demand.
People miss the flag store, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my introduction to the Veterans Outreach Center 25 indeed, years ago.
Indeed, mm-hmm. We closed during COVID, and just everyone said, look, we want this store back, and the response has been tremendous. Everyone wants, you know, their Made in America flag. These flags, by the way, hold right up. There's no wear and tear on them. They're wonderful.
Right. Well, yeah. That's the thing. You know, when you're purchasing an American flag that was made in China, there's something not cool about that.
Right. And speaking of American made, again, these roses, wonderful stuff, Mark. Just handcrafted. How long does it take to make one of them?
I don't know, 20-something years?
Oh, 20 years.
Well, that practice.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they're very quick for me at this point, but it's second nature.
Right.
Made thousands of them. I guess the best way to put it is, you know, it takes normally between New Year's and Valentine's Day to make. This year we made over 400. You know, the amount of time per is one thing, but it's putting basically my life on hold and a lot of the volunteers giving up their free time, sometimes work time, for this period of time.
Yeah. Are you an artist? Or is this just something you do on the side? Because you're a welder. I know that. You mentioned that before we turned the mics on.
I'm a career artist. I've gone on to make adaptive tools for arts and education.
Okay.
But you name a show, I've done it. Uh-huh. And my wife and I have been doing shows all over here, which Rochester's great. What a great art community.
Oh, yeah.
And all over the country for 25 years, up to 25, 30 shows a year.
Is copper your medium?
All metal, wood. Yeah, I'm a mixed media artist, but copper is most best suited for the roses. Yeah.
Yeah. You must have this up on your website, right? VOCROC.org?
We do. Also, eFlagStore.com.
To see how beautiful these things are.
Oh, they're wonderful. And our social media as well, Facebook, Twitter. We're all over the place with these, with pictures of these. And from years past, there's stuff up. I mean, I have one at home like you do.
Yeah.
I got one last year, and it's just beautiful.
It's wonderful. It's just one of those things. It's a forever rose. You
yes.
know, when you're getting... My wife, you know, the Valentine's thing, she's... she could take it. She doesn't care. You know, I get her something. But this, she loved it, and it's something that lasts forever. I buy her, you know, I spend 60, 80 bucks on a dozen roses, mm-hmm. and those things are, you know, they're brown and wilted in a week, you know. So this thing lasts forever, man.
Well, thanks. You know, really, I've been doing this for many years for many causes. The Veterans Outreach Center has been my focus.
Right.
In a big way. For
you want to share your backstory on why you support the Veterans Outreach Center?
I can. I will.
Please do.
I'm the son of sometimes this is a little difficult here.
Take your time.
My father was an airborne ranger in World War II. His last mode of service, basically he joined our service to find a better life. He grew up in a nowhere situation in a impoverished town.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to give him a chance at a better life. But his last mode of service is that he was part of the first team that landed in Nagasaki after the dropping of the atomic bomb, which in doing so, he began to pay his price for his service.
The exposure, right? Yeah.
The exposure, just what he had to deal with, what he had to see. And in doing so, you know, he was one of the last men home, so that all the training, qualifications, things that could have applied in civilian life, all those jobs were gone. So many of the same but similar things are happening today.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, putting it all on the line for a better life, to do the right thing for our country, and they come home and things just don't work out as planned,
right.
And they slip through the cracks.
Well, they see stuff that we don't see.
Absolutely.
If we've never served. I mean, there's no denying that. It's just like my son being a police officer. Mm-hmm. You know, he's changed. He's been on the job for 7 years now. He's not the same kid that he was 7 years ago. You know, the things they see, and especially in wartime, it's got to be amazing. And some people deal different ways, you know. I mean, not everybody deals with it the same way.
Yeah, well, you know, the big thing about my dad was, you know, due to the fact that, you know, he was dealing with the radiation and the illnesses that come with that, you know, his biggest thing was, you know, never a word of regret, but, you know, if there's something you want to do in life, you do it. And, you know, don't wait, don't blame, you know, don't gots, don't count. And, you know, if there's something you don't like, then do something about it,
sure,
you know? And,
sure.
You know, life's too short and you can make a difference. And, you know, I'm basically just carrying his message now.
What was your father's name?
My father's name was Howard Gager. He's no longer here.
Howard Gager, though, but his memory, it lives on with your work that you do for Veterans Outreach, I would say.
Every time I do this, you know, when I look at a rose.
Yeah, you're seeing your dad.
I see this, and I remember the biggest thing he taught me, and, you know, I definitely want to say this, is that, you know, everybody has a gift or a blessing or something to give, no matter how big or how small. And I discovered many years ago that my gift, my blessing, and actually it really became a solid thing that I focused on, was after 9/11. On that day, I just realized that, you know, I can take basically nothing and give it some time and give it some love and turn it into something
mm-hmm.
that can brighten a life, no matter how big or how small. It still is something. And in doing this, you know, my biggest motivation is to inspire others to look for their gifts and their blessings. It doesn't really matter what or how much. You know, this has just grown. I didn't expect this to become such a big thing. But, you know, even one little thing is a step in the right direction to a happier life for everybody, actually.
You need more people like this, right, Christian?
We certainly do, and community is actually very generous when it comes to veterans' causes and Veterans Outreach Center. We're really touched by Mark and this unique piece of artwork. You know, if you want to find these roses and the pricing, everything, VOC Rock org or eflagstore.com, and you can find our...
And they're $30.
Yeah.
Or $35 for the red ones, too. Yes. Yeah, because you actually paint some of them, right?
We airbrush them.
Yeah.
I started as a solo act on the street many years ago. My wife just helping me. I'm at a show. It could be, you know, like Cornhill or anywhere. And I just start pounding away to bring awareness, and Carol would take care of a business for me. But over the years, with, you know, especially people like you, Dino, that have given me a chance to reach more people, it has really grown into something amazing. It's gotten away from me, and people have generously volunteered their time. So it's not really a me anymore.
Really?
It's an us.
Could you teach me how to make one of those?
I absolutely could.
That might be fun, Christian.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it might be all right. I might give up after the first couple tries because the level of detail, I'm a lefty. I don't know. The craftsmanship, my writing's off the way it is. Heck, I don't think I can do a very good job with art. But that's why Mark comes in here. He's a real talent and a real asset to BOC.
Are those all hand-snipped, that copper?
I did that before by hand, but I have a generous supporter that now cuts the sheets for me because...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my hands only
My thumbs are sore just thinking about that.
My hands only have so much in them, and now we're doing them in the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've gotten a lot of great people who've pitched in and have made it so, you know, I can actually go the distance with these things.
So we focus on Valentine's Day, obviously, yes. Right? Because that's when people give roses. But you sell these year-round, right? Is that the truth?
Until they're gone.
Until they're gone, right?
Yeah. I basically put my life on hold for this period of time, and then, I got to go back and make a living. Yeah. You know, we give it all away. And
right.
So what we make is what we have. But, there's Mother's Day. You know, there's so many reasons to give.
Sure.
And that's coming right up around the corner, too. Yeah. But when they're gone for the year.
Yeah.
And that's that.
We love it. We love it. Now, going back to the cause, Veterans Outreach Center, you guys just broke ground recently.
Can
you give us a little synopsis on what's going on?
Sir, yes, sir.
You guys are always doing something.
Yeah, I know. We're expanding. We're running out of real estate. I think we got so much going on. But the Steve Preston Peer Support Center, I want to say this is the tip of the spear when it comes to mental health crises and prevention and suicide prevention. Unfortunately, in this country,
the numbers are still 22 a day.
It's an average of like 20 to 22 a day.
That's
we lose
tragic.
Across this country in veteran suicide. This will be a center once it's open after hours, say 3 to 11 on weekends when these mental health crises hit the hardest.
Yeah, they don't happen 9 to 5, right?
Exactly. They don't happen. Indeed. So there will be a staff there that's trained in veteran culture, military culture, who can really respond to these guys and gals who might be having a mental health situation,
And and what else? I mean, the flag store, we mentioned that. The Stars and Stripes, the flag store is back open again because, like you said, people... I have guys that I know that are veterans that go to the Veterans Outreach Center, and they're like, they put a gym in there.
Yeah. When you with the fitness centers.
The old location.
But it's just literally just down the road a little bit where our shelter is, Richard's house.
Yeah.
It's just down South Ave a bit on the corner of South and Cypress. So just travel just a little bit, maybe half a mile or so, it's right there.
And the other buildings you just opened up, didn't you do a female building as well, a place for female veterans?
We have Priscilla's house. I can talk to you more about that later.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Indeed.
All right. Anything else? We're almost out of time here, Mark. We just want to. I mean, obviously, you're honoring Howard, your dad, with your artwork,
and all veterans.
And all veterans, yes. Right? Yeah. That's.
In short, get one. Yeah. Here's the thing. Just the purchase of a rose makes so many people happy, especially me. But me, the outreach, the person who purchases it, the person who receives it, all the guys that help me, it's a big win-win-win-win-win. You know, you're changing, you're bringing awareness to this situation, and, what a great gift. We're not asking for a donation. We're asking you to purchase a great gift with a wonderful story. And, please buy one. This is how it works. Making them is making them.
Right.
They have to find a home for this to do any good.
And you're not only supporting the veterans themselves, their families, because, everybody's affected when that veteran, you know, is affected or has an issue, mm-hmm. you know, it affects the whole family. And indeed. You guys have programs for the whole family
Once that veteran is stable in a good place or can, you know, propel and launch a career or get a job going, that affects everything else with that person and then their family, like you said. Indeed.
And some of these veterans are so proud they don't want the help or they don't think they need the help. If you know anybody that is suffering but is their pride gets in the way, mm-hmm. You guys will help them out too. If the family member calls up and says, hey, my dad or somebody, you guys suggest ways to get them in to where they need to go.
We try to do whatever we can. And just to that point real quick, I was Navy for years. When you go through boot camp, everything you're taught, hey, no, I and team, you're a team, you're one unit. You kind of take your own problems, whatever they might be, and push them back to the recesses of your mind and compartmentalize it. You don't talk about it. And that kind of attitude, when you get out, kind of stays. You kind of think, gee, am I being weak by sort of talking about my issues?
Yes. And there's actually... My uncle in Vietnam was the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a strength in saying, like, I'm not okay, I need some help. Let me go to a place like Veterans Outreach Center to take those next steps to make a better life, and we're there for you. Come on.
As I said at the beginning, this community is so lucky to still have a Veterans Outreach Center because at one time there was 75 of them across the country, and like we're one of the last men standing right now.
Hey,
so
that's great. That's good news.
Mark Ager, thank you so much. Thank you for honoring Howard and all the work you do and the beautiful artwork. Pick up a Forever Rose at eflagstore.com.
Yes, sir.
And VOCROC.org or the flag store, Stars and Stripes, the flag store.
And don't forget Craft Company number 6.
Craft Company number 6.
Great,
we love that.
Great place on University Avenue. Definitely worth a visit.
Mark, Christian, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Right, happy Valentine's, and thank you for all your work. Thank you for what you do.